It's time now for a check of the Farm Word Cooperative Grain Market Analysis. Each week, Jalen Petick joins us to give us analysis on what's going on in the grain markets and what you, the owner-operators, need to do to prepare for the coming week. We bring in Jalen Petick. All right, we're back for the grain market analysis. Jalen, one more time this year in 2017. How was your Christmas?
Oh, it was pretty good. Dustin, how was yours?
You know, it was really good. We were down in Missouri, and I actually got to enjoy not having to wear a jacket for most of the time I was down there.
That would be nice after this last week we've had.
It was funny. You know, you get down there, and for them, it was cold. They started the week in the 70s. And so for them, it was cold by the time they were in the 40s. For me, I had started the week in the 40s and then been down to, it was 5 below the day we left. And so I got there, it was 40 degrees. I'm like, who needs a jacket?
We were
out Saturday night and I had a short sleeve t-shirt on and other people looked like it was the end of the world.
We must have a little tougher skin up here.
I think we do. That or just felt so much warmer. You have to enjoy it. So yeah, looking at the grain markets, you know, we expected a lot of slowness here, you know, getting ready to end up the year, but I think a lot of farmers are hoping that Santa maybe would have had some better gifts for them looking at those prices.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we expected it to be a little slow with the outside chance that maybe you get a little short covering, you know, in the corn market and stuff before the end of the year, and it just hasn't happened so far. We have seen, you know, nominally higher prices in corn, but you're talking, you know, up a half or one every day. I guess it's better than being in the red, but, you know, it doesn't take long. It just takes one negative day to wash a lot of that out, and we're seeing a little bit of that here this morning into the afternoon so far. But, you know, it is what it is as we go into the end of the year. It's just stemming again. You know, this time of year you're hoping for either really good demand or you're hoping for some South American weather hiccups, and like we've talked about the last few weeks, demand's been good. We'll see with export sales. That's been delayed until tomorrow with the Monday holiday this week, so we'll see what those sales come in at tomorrow morning. But South American weather, you know, not much to talk about there. Rains in Argentina today, and then it gets a little dry for the next week in Brazil, has seen really good weather, so you're just not seeing a premium come from that today. Usually, you know, January, February, you get one shot of a little weather hiccup there. It doesn't have to come, but, you know, if you start hearing about it and we put a little weather premium in this market, you know, don't miss it. Get ready to pull the trigger on something, but we might have to be patient for a few weeks or over a month until then. But other than that, you know, you're looking at first notice day on January futures is tomorrow. So if you have any January soybean HTAs, basis contracts, stuff like that, be mindful that probably this afternoon you'll have to be out of those. You know, if you have any positions on the board through a broker, you know, be mindful of that. And then when you see, you know, cash bids come out, probably most of the bids you'll see today or at least tomorrow, your cash soybeans will be off of March futures. So just be mindful of that as we go into there, and then we won't see another first notice day until the end of February. So we'll have a little break. And then remember that next Monday for the new year, we have no trade on Monday, and then there's no night trade either. We'll open up at 8:30 a.m. The markets will open up on Tuesday the 2nd, but we do have normal trading hours tomorrow, Friday. So.
All right. So, again, looking ahead, just hopefully this Brazil weather thing kind of just pans out, and we got to kind of wait and see until we start getting in the field again, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it seems like so far away, but really it's not. It's just a few months. But, we're waiting on weather, but obviously other things pop up, and just technical trade itself comes into play sometimes, and we'll see that maybe, you know, the start of the new year, the funds start with fresh positions, you know, want to maybe have a little different agenda going into the new year. So if we do see, you know, the funds are super short, almost record short corn, so at any time if we get a little news and they decide to start covering those, you know, different technical points start coming into play. So if you're looking at like March 18 corn, if we can hold this week above 351 and a quarter, which is your 20-day moving average, that would be a really good deal after the real slight little rally, if you want to call it one, we've had these last few days. If we can hold above that level, it'd be good. And then after that, you have your 50-day moving average at 356. And if we could get above 356, you're looking at 369 after that. If we get up to 369 March futures, and we have some old crop sitting out there, you know, you definitely want to take a hard look at it there. If you're looking at March soybeans, if we trade below 957, which is kind of the bottom there, you're looking at, you know, downside until 937. So there is 20 cents of risk there if we trade below that 957 level in soybeans. So we'll be watching those. Other than that, I just wanted to point out we do have some Farmward Grain Marketing Outlook meetings coming up on January 17th and 18th. 17th in Morgan and Olivia, and the 18th in Springfield. If you're interested in those, go on our website or call me here at the office.
All right, Jalen. Well, we got 2017 wrapped up, and hopefully by this time next year, we're going to have better things to talk about.
I agree with you. Hopefully we have a little news going next year.
All right, Jalen, we'll talk to you again next week, and have a happy new year.
Thank you. You too.
That's been a check of your Farmward Cooperative Grain Market Analysis. Tune in again next week when Jalen joins us to let us know what's been changing in the grain markets.